We're going to talk about how to create a special needs trust. The main focus is going to be on third-party trusts. Hopefully that makes sense. If not, we're starting real basic, so you'll know in a minute. But it's possible that you may be drafting self-settled trusts too, and there are some concepts between third-party trusts and self-settled trusts that are kind of the same, but they need to be distinguished. So we're going to periodically take a little digression and talk about how self-settled trusts differ from third-party trusts. But the main focus of what we're going to talk about today is how do you take a trust, how do you create a special needs trust, and why would you do that? So let's see. Is that the first? Can you guys? Yeah, there we are. All right. So we're going to start real basic. So let's go to basic primer school. We're going to talk about what is a trust. It's interesting to me that she said I teach in three law schools, but at many of those law schools, there might be a class on states and trusts. There might be a class or two on taxation of trusts, but rarely have I found anything that for law students that talk about what a trust really is and why you use them and how you use them and how they fit. And until you hit the real world, or I mean start practicing law, you often don't know that. So I don't know where you are as far as your development here, but we're going to all be speaking the same language by the time we're done, because we're going to talk about what a trust is, how does a trust get created, how to categorize them between self-settled versus third-party, which I've already mentioned, and trust distribution standards, and then we're going to touch on needs-based public assistance, because that's the sole reason you need a special needs trust, is for needs-based public assistance.